My family kept getting so many calls tonight. Sometimes phones just get in the way.
You're right. You don't want technology to get in the way of what's really important. Hi, my name is Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. It's a great way to grow your faith and connect to God's Word. So glad that you're here. Sometimes when I'm talking with my friends, they'll get a message and whip out their phone to answer the text right away, even though I'm still talking to them. Kind of makes me wonder if they're too distracted to listen to someone even more important than me. I think you know who I'm talking about, right? God. Do you take time each day to listen to what God wants to tell you? Get rid of distractions like technology just for a bit every single day so you can concentrate on God through prayer. Like it says in 1 Samuel chapter 3, "Speak, Lord, for your servant hears." Our story today is called The Most Important Call. "All right, cell phones away," Dad said as he placed a dish on the table. "It's dinner time." "We have been getting a lot of calls tonight, haven't we?" Mom said as she took a seat between Molly and her little brother Grady. "I've been hearing one ringtone after another." "Well, Claire called me about our math homework, and then Aunt Kelly called you about the baby shower you're throwing for your cousin," said Molly. "Oh, and then Dad's boss called him when he was cooking pasta." "Yes, she had a question about a presentation we're giving tomorrow," Dad replied. "Now, let's put our phones away so we can enjoy dinner together." After Dad gave thanks, Molly scooped some carrots onto her plate. "It's a good thing we have cell phones, though, isn't it?" she said. "It would be a lot harder to communicate if we couldn't get in touch with people easily." "That's true," said Mom. "But it's also important not to let constant communication get in the way of really important calls." Molly grinned. "Yeah, like if Dad had been too busy texting his friends to answer the call from his boss." Dad laughed. "That wouldn't have been good. But there are even more important calls than the one I got from my boss, like calls from God." "Does God have a phone?" asked Grady. Molly laughed. "No, but he has other ways of communicating with us, doesn't he, Dad?" Dad nodded. "One way is through his word, the Bible. He uses it to tell us about himself, offer encouragement and comfort, and points out things we need to change in our lives. He may also use people, perhaps a parent or a pastor or a teacher, to speak to our hearts," Mom added. "And he wants us to tell him about our problems and desires and ask him for guidance. Jesus is always available, and he wants to talk with us. We need to make sure we're listening. I find it helps to get away from distractions, like my phone, for a little while each day, so I can talk to Jesus and read his word." "Maybe I should start doing that too," said Molly. "I wouldn't want to miss an important call from God." So, how about you? Do you hear God speak to you? He spoke to Samuel in an audible voice. That was before the whole Bible was written. God has something to say to you, too. He speaks to you as you read his word and as you listen to teachers or parents explain verses to you. He speaks by impressing things on your heart when you spend time with him in prayer. Take time each day to listen and then talk to Jesus. Our key verse is 1 Samuel 3:9. "Speak, Lord, for your servant hears." And our key thought for today, take time to listen to God. Partner with Keys for Kids Radio to spread the gospel around the world. You can do that by giving a $5 monthly donation today at keysforkids.net and click donate. Well, my name is Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.